Well, Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. He said, travel with me. And when we go on a journey, no matter how well prepared we are, there will always be some obstacles and some difficulties. Well, of course, following Jesus, the Christian journey, is no exception. There was a family on a walking holiday and they decided to attempt to reach the top of a small mountain. And as they set off, the sun was shining and the sky was clear and blue. But the climb began to get steeper and the path became less obvious. And the young son started to complain. He moaned about the heat and how tired he felt, how his feet ached, and how he was thirsty. But above all, he complained about how rough the rocks were as he stumbled and scrambled upwards. And in the end, he sat down with a cry of frustration and he shouted out, "It's no use, there are too many bumps." And his young sister, with great wisdom for one who was so young, replied, "Don't you see? The bumps are what you climb on." Now, following Jesus can be difficult and hard. There will be bumps along the way. And everyone suffers from some hardship because of their faith. Now, when we stand up and say something for Jesus, one of the bumps might be, when we see something wrong being done and we want to put it right. And people turn to us and say, "Mind your own business." And another bump might be when we're tempted by our friends or by the company we're with to steal and to break things, just as people did just recently. And if we don't join in, our friends may well laugh at us. And perhaps our friendship might be broken. Well, of course, there'll be other bumps along the way. The journey will at times be difficult, hard. But remember, we are following Jesus. Remember, he will be with us every step of the journey. So as we travel through life, through the good times and the bad, as we meet those bumps, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, because if we do that and trust in him, he will turn our stumbling into stepping stones.